Richard Callender, find a winner. We're running out of time quickly here on the Ray Hadley Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everybody.
Now, let's quickly go through the football. We'll just one-word answers here, and then we'll get to some racing. Rabbitohs and Bulldogs tonight at ANZ?
Nothing in it. Rabbitohs, the better price. Sticking with the Rabbitohs.
Okay. Sharks and Tigers tomorrow at Ramondas?
Would you believe it? I'm going to have a peanut on the Tigers. I just got a feeling... Want to avoid the wooden spoon.
Well, they're $3.25, so they're good value in a two-team race. Warriors-Cowboys tomorrow afternoon at 5:30.
I think everyone's the Cowboys. Warriors have lost a leg.
Yeah, they'll return to form. Roosters and Broncos at Allianz Stadium tomorrow night at 7:45.
Good game, isn't it? I think the Broncos, Justin Hodges, I think, back. I think they're the big odds in the race. I'm going to back the Broncos to upset the Roosters.
Well, they're $2.65. Titans and Raiders, this is on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The boys will call that one.
Oh, Ray, I declared the Raiders last week. They're absolutely robbed. I think they'll win this week.
They were robbed. It was a bad decision. Manly and Parramatta, the TV game on Channel 9, 4 o'clock Sunday.
Unless Manly play the under-9s team, I think they'll win.
And then Monday night football, there's the Storm and the Knights down there in Melbourne.
Go on, Ray. I know you like Newcastle. I'll tip the Storm.
No, Storm will win. Now, we've got 60 seconds to tell our listeners about Randwick tomorrow. Well, you found a winner.
Well, I think the best bet of the day is in race 3, number 4, Fell Swoop. And we're going to see the Warwick Stakes, which is the big players are all back for the Spring Carnival. Only two hopes in my book, which is Kermadec from First Seal. And can I say one thing, Ray? A mate of yours, I want to congratulate my two good blokes, my old man and Johnny Tapp, who got Industry Achievement Awards last night at the New South Wales Way Awards. Two blokes that have given over 50 years to the industry. Great ambassadors for race.
So what were the awards? Were these handed by whom?
New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association.
Oh, right, okay.
And my old man and Johnny Tapp for their contribution to racing over such a long period. And two good blokes.
Well, I hope it involved the wallet, because I reminded Tappy recently of the great Joe Buckman, the clerk of the course in Sydney, who was presented with a wallet by the late Sir Clyde Kennedy after spending 30-odd years representing the Sydney Turf Club. And at the function at Canterbury, where I was the MC and Tappy was one of the special guests, Sir Clyde gave Joe a wallet and said, Joe, I'd like you to take this wallet with our best wishes for your years of service. And Joe said, without missing a beat, Sir Clyde, thank you very much. Whatever's in it won't be enough.
I can tell you there's no money, but no.
Your father's been a fantastic ambassador for racing for more years than many people have been alive, and I interviewed John Tapp recently. In fact, I'm going to make your father come in to do a feature interview with me as well, because we did the interview when the book came out. He's such a funny man with plenty of funny stories. Some of them are true as well.
Funny as well.
Yes, very good. All right, then. Good luck tomorrow.
See you, mate.
Richard Callender, find a winner. Well done, Ken. Well done, Tappy. Congratulations on being honoured last night. Very, very worthy recipients of any award coming their way from the racing industry.